The Traveler's Journal, February 5th, with a few tips for student trips. 'Tis the season when young scholars encounter enticing offers for both spring break escapes and summer study tours. While most student trips are organized by legitimate travel companies, there's no shortage of fly-by-night scammers. A blizzard of alluring flyers, student newspaper ads, email offers, and dot-com come-ons can make it hard to tell the two apart. The only rule is buyer beware. Here are questions both students and parents can ask when evaluating these expeditions. First, about the trip offer. Make sure what the price includes and what it doesn't. Along with transportation, what meals or accommodations are provided? Are specific hotels designated? If so, are they in a safe location and appropriate for the students' ages? Will any security be present? Ask for hotel contacts so you can confirm the information yourself. If the trip has tour guides, what's their experience? If parents are chaperones, have they been trained? Obviously, it's crucial to find out about the company offering the trip. How old is it? What's its experience with student travel? Does it carry liability insurance? How much and what is covered? How about a consumer protection plan? Can it provide references from teachers or parents whose kids have traveled before? Using a company involved in professional organizations provides a measure of reliability, but no guarantees of satisfaction. Experienced travelers know glitches can happen on any trip. One big difference in tour operators is how they handle those problems that arise. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.